Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm joined this week by Ann Powers in Nashville. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
And with me here in D.C., Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It is a crazy good week for new music. So many great releases that we want to get to for this week's New Music Friday. These are our picks for the best albums out on June 7th, starting with the duo Ida Mae and Chasing Lights.
Standing in the rain as I'm diving in the sea. If you couldn't keep your promise, why'd you lie to me? Now I'm on the long road with a gun in my mouth, watching Go to Sports Live in a hungry house. Reach, reach, reaching. Yes, I am. Reach, reach, reaching. Out. I heard Booker Wyman on an old cassette. Port Eza Riley on VHS. Cause these ties find me what I need. They're gonna teach these hard lungs how to breathe on them. Reach, reach, reaching. Yes, I am. Reach, 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 I am. Out.
This is Ida Mae. Their new album is Chasing Lights, and the song we're hearing is called Reaching. And I don't know, this may be my favorite album of the bunch this week.
Yeah, this has a lot of energy, doesn't it, this record? And there's something about their sound that really draws you in. Chris Turpin and Stephanie Jean are a married couple. What I like about it is that, you know, they have that duo harmony thing going on that you hear so often in quote-unquote Americana music, whether it's, you know, the Civil Wars come to mind immediately, or Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings, but there's a fiery element to what they do. You know, White Stripes also. And I like the rock.
The band is Ida Mae, and their new record is called Chasing Lights. Let's go next to the artist Jamie Cullum. The singer Jamie Cullum is back, and he has a new record called Taller.
Realize there's something in you missing in me. Now we are trying to fight the fight more elegantly. Now you are bending beautifully to both the part. So please let me take you through this glorious time. So I don't measure up. I was sober and furious all my life. So hand me a rope. Will I climb? Will I choke till I make the stars alive? I wish I was
Jamie Cullum is the singer. His new album is called Taller, and this is the title cut to it. You know, Ida Mae, we just heard from there. They're from Norwich, England. And Jamie Cullum, another artist from England who really straddles a lot of different musical boundaries.
Yeah, Jamie Cullum got his start as a poppy jazz singer in a way, and was really, I think, known more as a jazz artist than as a pop artist. And I think over time, especially into this record, he has shifted from a poppy jazz artist to a jazzy pop artist. And then a little bit more of a classic confessional singer-songwriter, writing more about his personal life. He describes this album, Taller, as has a love letter to his wife, who is considerably taller than he is. Hence the,
she's a model, right? Sophie Dahl.
She is a model. You know, he's 39 now, and it feels a little bit more like an adult classic singer-songwriter album as opposed to this young jazz prodigy that he was kind of marketed as.
Yeah. He says about this record, Jamie Cullum does, he said, I wanted to put aside whether it was a jazz record, whether it was ticking this or that box. The songs would be king. They'd be honest. I didn't really know what I was making at first, but I feel more proud of this than anything I've done. Jamie Cullum is the artist. He's back with his first new album in 5 years. It's called Taller. Let's go to what is maybe the biggest surprise of the week, for me anyway. This is Gloria Gaynor. The singer Gloria Gaynor has a new record called Testimony.
I can't hear you. You got that right. I kept on hoping things would change, but I finally realized the devil's a lie. Now I'm back on top, like I never fell off. I took some knockdown punches, but I'm still standing strong. Back in the groove, got a whole new view. Just when it looked like it was certain, the hurting would never stop. I'm back on top.
Yeah, back on. Man, back on top is the song from Gloria Gaynor's record Testimony. And obviously a massive name in disco back in the late 70s. She turned 70 this year, and back with a real killer record.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Gloria Gaynor is one of those people who most people know for one song, I Will Survive. But, you know, she has made many, many, many albums, and she just has one of those voices that works with soul, disco, and certainly gospel music. And this is a gospel record, but she's coming out of a tough period of her life. She was in an abusive marriage, and this is, you know, a new chapter in her life.
This record feels really vibrant and really deeply felt. And it's extremely accessible. You think Gloria Gaynor, you know, her big hit was 40 years ago. She's making a gospel record. That doesn't necessarily shout to you contemporary vibrancy, but it feels contemporary and it feels vibrant.
This album is a celebration of God. She opens with Amazing Grace, but it's also a testament to her resilience and perseverance, which has always been a theme in her life. I did not know that she had an accident in 1978. She tripped backward over a stage monitor during a performance, and it left her paralyzed from the waist down. Wasn't sure she was going to come back from it, but she did recover. She also battled addiction in the early 80s and recovered from that. I just love how fresh and reinvigorated she sounds. Gloria Gaynor is the singer. Her record Testimony out now on June 7th. Let's do one more release before we take a short break. This comes from the band Santana and their new album, Africa Speaks.
Don't go away. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the band Santana, back with an album called Africa Speaks, and this song is called Batonga. Felix Contreras of NPR Music here to talk about this one. I know you're a massive Santana fan.
Big fan.
And here's another veteran artist back with, I think, a really interesting late in his career left turn.
He's in his 70s now. I think it's his best record in decades. It's a big year for him because it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, when 50th anniversary of the first album, which came out just after Woodstock. And he's consistently put out records. But I got to say, this one, it's a format breaker for him in a couple of ways. He worked with Rick Rubin, and they recorded 49 songs in 10 days.
Wow.
And he's using this vocalist by the name of Buica, Concha Buica.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's Concha Buica singing. She's from Spain, and she has the Spanish background. So you can hear some of the flamenco stuff through her singing through the album. And then he's on fire. He's playing better than he has in a very, very long time.
I love the way that they are focusing on the African diaspora in a very African way. You really feel that throughout this music.
I thought it was interesting, as Santana said in an interview with Stereo Gum. He said, I've been accused of committing career suicide 6 or 7 times, but for me, it's about learning. I want to say that 7-year-old child that's thirsty for adventure, and sometimes it's going to go to radio and sometimes it's not, but the main thing is that it has to be true to what your heart wants to do, and that's what he wanted to do with this one.
And it's curious that he says that, because one of my favorite albums is one of those career enders in 1972 when he released Caravanserai, his first jazz influence album after all the top 10 hits, the first right. 3 albums. And then Clive Davis told him, this is going to kill your career. And he says, but if you got to do it, I'll support you. And personally, I'm always waiting for him to make a record better than Caravanserai, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I think this one comes pretty damn close.
Wow. And the record is Africa Speaks from the band Santana. Thanks, Felix.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We still have a handful of albums we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from HBO, presenting the new comedy series Los Espookies. Los Espookies follows a group of friends who turn their love for horror into a peculiar business. Catch Los Espookies, premiering June 14th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
Human behavior doesn't always make a ton of sense, at least on the surface.
I said, would you mind if I give the dogs a little piece of cracker with some hot sauce on it and without, and see what they choose?
Hidden Brain, a spicy podcast about science, psychology, and why people do what they do.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on June 7th. We start the second half of our show with Jake Xerxes' Fussel and his album Out of Sight.
I dreamt a dream the other night. All in my arms, I had her. When I woke, it was a joke. I was forced to lie without her.
This is Jake Xerxes' Fussel. His new album is called Out of Sight, and the song we're listening to is called Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues. He is a folk and Americana singer from North Carolina. This is his third full-length record, and Ann, you and I were talking earlier, and you said that you feel like this is a record he has been working toward his entire life.
He truly has. I mean, Jake Fussel is one of those folk musicians who's really dedicated his life to upholding traditional music, but not in a way that feels fussy. You know, that's what I love about him. I've been listening to a lot of Bob Dylan, I have to admit, and I'm not comparing Jake Fussel to Bob Dylan, but, you know, it's sort of like Jake has gone electric on this record in a new way. He's playing with a full band, and his vocals really jump, and the arrangements are just beautiful. With these old classic songs that he finds along the way, he instills them with real power and personality.
And the songs on this record, he says, are about the things that matter most in life: love, work, and wine.
Absolutely. And community. I think there's a great feeling of community on this record. And If anybody out there is a fan of Bonnie Prince Billy, Bonnie Prince Billy is a major endorser of Jake Fussell. So get on board with this guy. You're going to have a good time.
Jake Xerxes Fussell is the singer, and his new album is called Out of Sight. Let's go to what is probably the weirdest or wildest record that we listened to this week. It comes from John Mueller, and it's called Canto. This song from John Mueller and his album Canto is called Oil. It obviously starts very, very slowly and evolves over the course of just over 15 minutes. Let's scooch ahead here and hear what happens with this later. John Mueller, an avant-garde percussionist. He's played with Volcano Choir, with Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, and collections of Colonies of Bees. And Stephen, this is our far left field release of the week.
Yeah, I really love this record. And this is only really a percussion record in as much as he uses percussion instruments to create that haunting, droning quality. The vocals are very low in the mix, and these songs just have this slow-burning sweep to them that is really gets under your skin. There are three tracks on this record. They are called Oil and Wick and Flame, which are words from a Sufi text. This is arty stuff, but it is also, it manages to be avant-garde and accessible at the same time. You can really get lost in it without feeling like your art is getting all over you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the kind of record you're gonna jam out to while barreling down the highway, but it's one for late at night with your eyes closed and a glass of wine. John Mueller is the artist. The album is called Canto. Let's go next to a band that we're all fans of, the rock band Pale Hound. Pale Hound is back with a new record called Black Friday. Pale Hound is the band. Their new album is Black Friday. This song is called Worthy. And joining us to talk about this one is NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso. Hey, Marissa.
Hi there.
We are all Pale Hound fans, I think, on the team.
Yes.
But I know you're really, really, really loving this album.
Yeah, I love this album. I've been a Pale Hound fan for a minute. And the first two albums, I think, what really knocked me out in specifically is Ellen Kempner's guitar playing. Mm-hmm. Both, like, she's totally like a technical shredder. And she would write these guitar parts and these these vocal melodies that kind of interact in a really interesting way. And that's totally present on this record. But I think what really blew me away about this record is the lyrics. It's so personal. Yep. It's very much an album about love and relationships, but also kind of taking care of people and taking care of yourself and how challenging that can be. I think that song Worthy is a really great example, talking about like how hard it is to accept yourself, even and especially in the face of someone else's love for you.
She has, for a long time, been really, really good at giving voice to doubt in ways that are just like, that feel like raw, exposed nerves. And you make a really great point about what a fantastic guitarist she is.
I really love her singing on this record, too. And there's a tentative quality in the vocals, but it's not because she's not masterful. It's because she is articulating these complex emotions, these ambivalent emotions, and somehow she captures that in her vocal style as well.
Pale Hound is the band. The album is called Black Friday. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you so much.
We still have one more album we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as we mentioned at the top of the show, it is a packed release week, and there are several other notable releases that we should mention. Starting off with one that we just found out about. It comes from Future. The rapper Future is back with a new album called Save Me. It was just announced, and we didn't get a chance to hear it before this taping. Also, the electronic artist and DJ Avicii has a posthumous release. It's called Tim. This is the first album out since he passed away last year, and it was finished with the help of his manager and several producers. The band Earth and Sea has a fantastic ambient electronic record out. It's called Grass and Trees. Earth and Sea is the band. The album is called Grass and Trees. And finally, Neil Young. Neil Young has a new live album out. It's called Tuscaloosa. It was recorded in Alabama in 1973.
Well, I want to talk about two Dylans. The first would be Bob Dylan. The Rolling Thunder review, the new Martin Scorsese documentary about Dylan's legendary, complicated, disastrous, fantastic tour of 1975 is going to be on Netflix soon. And there is a collection of music from Rolling Thunder as part of the ongoing archival project. There's also a great new record by one of my favorite Southern rockers named Dylan LeBlanc, and his new record's called Renegade. And I'll just throw in one more album that, just for sheer pleasure, Ricky Lee Jones has a new covers album called Kicks.
Two bands that broke through in the aughts worthy of mention, Yesayer and Silver Sun Pickups, both have new albums called Erotic Returns and Widow's Weeds, respectively. Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction, his first album in 18 years, is called Kind Heaven. Tim Heidecker, the comic actor, writer, and musician, has an album called What the Brokenhearted Do. You might have seen Tim Heidecker in Us this year. The Jonas Brothers are back with their first album in 10 years.
Man, that is an insanely catchy record.
It is so, so catchy. You might know the song Sucker. It's all over the radio. That album is called Happiness Begins. And a Norwegian singer-songwriter named Aurora is near and dear to my heart. She has the second part of her second album is out today. It's called A Different Kind of Human, Step 2.
Such a packed release week. All those albums out now on June 7th, along with the last one that we want to highlight. It comes from Steph Chura, and the album is called Midnight. Steph Chura sounding a little like Patti Smith on this song. The album is called Midnight, and this song is called Sincerely Yours. She is a singer based out of Detroit, and this is her second full-length record. Some quirky playfulness on this one, Stephen, but really it is a record about catharsis.
Yeah, this is like a big, rumbling, gnarled, dissonant record. She works with Will Toledo of Car Seat Headrest in making this record. He's all over it, lending some of his kind of rumble to her sound.
And he plays and sings on this record, too. Let's hear a bit of a song called Sweet, Sweet Midnight.
I saw you in a dream, Jordy. I think some part of you lingers. You held onto my hand so tight, I felt your teeth on my fingers. Kept my eyes on the screen, tried not to take it so seriously. Someone died in black and white, and at my side I felt you breathing.
Sweet, sweet midnight. Oh, everything you wanted. Oh, everything you hoped for. I wanna see you breathing.
Now, they work so well together on this one. Steph Chura along with Will Toledo of Car Seat Headrest. And the album is called Midnight. That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
And Anne.
Thank you so much.
A reminder to keep up with the latest from NPR Music by signing up for our weekly newsletter. It goes out once a week, and you can sign up at npr.org/musicnewsletter, all one word, music newsletter. To see a list of everything we played and talked about on this week's show, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You'll see a complete list there, and you can also listen to full versions of the songs that we played on Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR Music's New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.